And now, NAI Pop presents a unique show where two dads talk about the topics that interest them: sports, wrestling, and a splash of pop culture information to help them survive in a world of wives and kids. Now, please welcome your hosts, professional wrestler and new dad, Scotty Slade, and retired executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski. Welcome to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network.
Hey, and you're listening to For the Pops right here on the For the Pops Podcast Network. I am Jamie Jamikowski. I'm flying solo. Haven't been around in quite a while. Scotty Slade has been spending a lot more time with family. Rich Palladino has been working every indie show under the sun, but we are looking forward to coming back with both For the Pops and Let the Chaos Begin over the next few weeks. But in the meantime, I had the privilege of earlier this week of being on the new WPAN podcast, and it's now temporarily hosted by the permanent guest host, Brian Fury. Brian, welcome back to For the Pops.
Hey, happy to be here.
And the permanent host of the WPAN, my good friend, longtime cohort, and birthday buddy, Michael Crockett. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Good. So we had a lot of fun on the WPAN podcast.
Yeah.
And since we're all together, we're still in the WPAN podcasting studio here at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Guests of Brian Fury. So I thought, since we're all together, we won't do a full episode, but you know what everybody's favorite part of For the Pops is?
The end.
Exactly. The end. But before the end always comes the For the Pops pop quiz.
Yes.
So I thought, why don't we all get together and we'll do a one-time only For the Pops pop quiz in the WPAN studio. So what do you guys think?
I love it.
I'm all for it.
So the way this is going to work is, we've done this old school since we're all in person. You both have cards like on the old Newlywed Game. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read Making Whoopi. That would be the butt bob. I'm going to ask five questions. You guys will write down your answers. You'll get 1 point for each question. And then in case of a tie, or we're getting a little close at the end, we'll have a multiple choice question. We'll do that at the end. Make sense?
It does.
Good.
Great. All right. Well, let's get going with the For the Pops pop quiz. You know, it ruins it when you do that, because now I got to play the sound effect all over again.
Sorry.
That's okay. Question number one. For the first question, I always go to my now 16-year-old daughter, Nikki Jamikowski. You can find her on Twitter, at Nikki Josephine. And I say to her, hey, Nick, you're part of the cool kids. You've got the cool squad. You and your peeps. What are you guys all saying? What are you talking? What are some cool words or terms that you use now? Actually, none of that happens anymore, because I'm not allowed to speak to her directly, because she's 16. I text her from the living room up in her room. And I said, hey, Nick, I need a cool phrase. She said, go away. So today's word is Finsta. What does the word Finsta mean?
Finsta.
Finsta. It's very popular with teens today. Finsta. It's a slang term.
Finsta.
Finsta.
Oh, boy.
I was telling you guys before we started recording the other show, my daughter has started to get her license, and all of her friends are getting licenses. So it's actually, I'm spending less time like driving them around, which on one hand is a good thing, but it's a bad thing for the Pops, because I hear less of these terms. You know, that's where I used to pick up all the good gossip and stuff, like, you know.
So now you gotta
doing what? Finsta. Oh, guys, this is the easiest pop For the Pops pop quiz in history.
You say this every quiz.
Cade there, so
Finsta.
See.
Finsta. Fury, I know you're older, but I consider you to be like young and hip. You have more pop culture knowledge than any of my For the Pops.
Yes, but this is,
co-hosts.
To me, this isn't pop culture knowledge. This is like, I don't know if you listened to the WPAN. I was weirded out when Christian Casanova said a song slaps the other day last week. It really is really odd. So
I don't understand that word.
Yes.
Excuse me. All right.
Well, the thing is, Jamie, that Brian's married now.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to date women in their early 20s, and he'd hear these phrases, but.
Okay. Wow. He'll turn by Michael Crockett. All right. Do you guys have answers written down?
Sure. I have something.
All right. Brian Fury, we're the guest in your pro wrestling school. Why don't we have you go first?
I wrote fetch.
Fetch.
Yes.
Now, can you define fetch?
Come on, you never seen.
No,
it
but like, I'm asking you
was
to
that,
do
that
it.
Clueless. Was that was in right?
Yeah, fetch.
Yeah. Okay. So fetch.
His answer is fetch. Michael?
Well, all I know is it must have something to do with Instagram, because I know Insta is what the kids say instead of actually saying multiple syllables.
You know, I was thinking something to do with Instagram earlier, too, but I was like, I'm just going to go off the beaten path here.
I don't know what the F is, if it's like a fashion Instagram, if it's a very fun Instagram. Something with Instagram.
I'm going to give Crockett 1 point.
Yeah, thank you.
1 point to Crockett.
Go for it.
Finsta is actually, it's a second Instagram account that a lot of people use, but it's different than your regular one, which is referred to as your Rinsta. Okay? Oh. What it is, a Finsta is an Instagram account that has limited followers. So pretty much it's one that you and your friends just follow each other. It's more like a private Insta group where you can share more personal stories. And it's actually one of the biggest concerns for parents now is do their kids have Finsta accounts, because what kids will do is let their parents follow their Rinsta accounts, but not their Finstas, and that's where all the stuff happens.
So weird.
So good job, Crockett.
Thank you.
Why would you more than one? So I don't whatever.
Because to hide things from your parents and creeps.
Then why put it on Instagram to begin with?
It's a text group.
Because that's how they communicate, right? Oh, it's a whole new world. Wait till we talk. Next time we're all together, we'll talk about TikTok. And that whole TikToks are awful.
I've seen some of it, but yeah.
All right, Crockett, congratulations on the 1-0 lead. Question number two. Social media erupted this week when it was rumored that Sony Entertainment is thinking about remaking what beloved classic movie? Now, it seems like everything is getting remade, redone, but people went absolutely banana this week when it came out that Sony Entertainment was thinking about remaking what beloved movie?
It's an easy one.
See, I told us it was an easy quiz. Crockett, Fury went first on the last one. You guys go first on this one.
Well, I spelled it Princess, but it's Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride. All right.
I too wrote Princess Bride.
Points for everybody. That was an easy one. Yeah, they're talking about remaking the Princess Bride. And I don't know if you saw it. The best tweet of the week was from Carrie Elwes, who played Wesley or Dread Pirate Roberts in the movie. And his exact quote was, there's a shortage of perfect movies in the world. It would be a pity to damage this one, which is an exact quote or a variation of a quote from the actual movie. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are off to one of the best starts in For the Pops pop quiz history.
There we go.
Question number three.
Okay.
Just this past week, what groundbreaking event happened to end the sixth season of Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, boy.
So Bachelor in Paradise, it's a spinoff of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and something happened to end this season that is groundbreaking. Hasn't happened in the 17-year run of the entire Bachelor franchise. Now, here's something interesting. Despite some of the crap I get from you guys, my friends, and all that, I can honestly admit I have never seen 1 minute of anything Bachelor, Bachelorette, or...
I might have seen a minute.
I don't think I've ever seen a minute of any of these shows.
Yeah, The Bachelor and Bachelorette, that's not my reality show of choice. What is, however, is Married at First Sight. That show is fantastic.
Never seen that one.
Jamie.
All right.
Holy cow, is it great. The season just ended. New one starts in January. These people go through these experts and all this stuff, and people get matched up. And the first time that they see each other is at the altar.
Wow.
And they follow them for the next 8 weeks. And at the end of the 8 weeks, they decide if they're going to stay married or get a divorce.
So like Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. Fantastic show.
All right, that has a Brian Fury stamp of approval, so check that out. And next time we have you on, we'll talk about Married at First Sight.
So they've like matched them up. They all these categories. They find someone who is supposed to be their perfect match.
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
All right, so Brian Fury, the question is to you. What groundbreaking event happened to end the sixth season of Bachelor in Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise.
So I said it was like a run-in from an old bachelorette.
A run-in from an old bachelorette.
Glass breaks. I wrote, you said groundbreaking. I wrote, I don't know, does someone win Bachelor in Paradise?
I don't know, Michael.
I just wrote, same-sex couple wins.
Wow. All
Michael right. Crockett is dominating. Yeah, the first time ever there was a same-sex proposal. Demi Burnett and Kristen Haggerty got engaged on the reality show. Two young ladies, on the season 6 finale, which aired Tuesday night, the two women were the first same-sex couple to do so in the Bachelor franchise's 17-year history.
17 years?
17 years, yeah.
Wow.
Is that one word, groundbreaking? I had to...
There you go.
Got the wheels turning there.
Crockett, you were on fire. So pretty much I think what's happening now is while Max is watching, you know, Disney Channel, you're browsing pop culture and you're watching all this stuff. Because you're
scroll,
doing
scroll,
well.
Scroll, scroll.
Scroll, scroll, scroll. Brian Fury, not to worry you, but the score is 3-1. You might have to do a big catch up in that final question. But before that, question 4.
Feeling the
Brian,
pressure.
This is a huge chance for you to catch up.
Feeling the pressure.
Because this question 4 is worth up to 3 points.
Whoa.
Wow.
You ready?
Okay.
50 years ago this week.
Uh-oh, so Crockett was like 10 then.
50 years ago this week, what song by a non-existent band was released and went on to win the Billboard Song of the Year? Now, 3 parts of this question. What's the song? What's the name of the band? And who was the song originally written for who turned it down?
So wait.
So 50 years ago this week, a song came out. Okay. By a non-existent band. And it went on to win Record of the Year. So you can do the math. This was 1969. Huge band, big time in music. British Invasion's going on. And a song by a non-existent band, a band that didn't even actually exist, won the Song of the Year. Who? What's the song? Who's the band? And who was the song originally written for who turned it down?
Boy.
This is so fun because I actually have, this is a clue, I actually have this song on a bunch of my playlists, which should give you an idea of what kind of song it is. It's probably...
I was thrown for a loop.
Kind of fruity.
When you said non-existent band, then I wrote something down immediately, and then they had to cross it out because I took it differently than what it was meant.
That's okay. That's why we have clarifications. This isn't, you know.
So name of the song.
Name of the song.
Who it was written
who, for. Who performed it and who it was originally written for. And since this is a tough one, if you get any part of the question right, I might give cross points because really there's no real rules for the Pop Quiz anymore.
69. I don't know.
Jeez.
I didn't know that they were a thing then. Okay.
Yeah, that was 2 years before I was born. 10 years after Crockett, as we said.
Mm. Wow, this is. I thought you said this was easy.
You were the first person who's ever gotten the first 3 questions right, Crockett. You have a very good record on the For the Pops Pop Quiz.
I do. I was at the top at one point, yeah. And then you had Ray on 52 times. So.
Well, you know, that was part of the problem for the Pops. It was like you had go-to guests. And the worst was the time when we went to the final question, and Ray's like, you literally had this question the last time I was on, and I hadn't remembered. It was like, I think it was who played live-action Supermans or something like that. All right. Is everybody ready?
As ready as I'm going to be, I guess.
Right. I don't have
Crockett
for this.
I mean, I don't know if this. I don't know if this is right. I don't know if the time frame is correct.
Okay.
It's in there, I think. I think the band is the Monkees.
Okay.
I think the song is Daydream Believer.
Okay.
And I cannot come up with who it was written for.
Okay.
I mean,
Brian Fury.
I don't even have a song or anything. I literally just wrote down. Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Fill that one into any one of those
Crockett,
three, maybe.
You are actually on the right track.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 1 point, Crockett.
Oh.
Because the song was originally written for the Monkees.
Oh.
Who turned it down because they were trying to get away from their bubblegum image at the time. But the song was actually Sugar Sugar.
Okay.
By the Archies.
The Archies.
The Archies were a non-existent band. The entire music video from back in the day was actually the animated one. But there was no such band as the Archies. But Sugar Sugar still hit number one. It was the Billboard Song of the Year.
So now I'm going to ask for some points here.
Yes.
Because when you originally said 50 years ago, non-existent band,
yeah.
Song was written. I originally wrote down that thing you do, the wonders. what do I got coming my way?
You know what? You get a very special gold star on your side because any references you know with me to the Oneaters and that thing you do, that does get you special points in my heart. So, Crockett, unprecedented. You are leading into the final question by a score of 4-1.
So the Monkees, I mean, they existed at some point.
Yes.
But they were created for
the
TV show. That's where I was going.
Like, there was no such band as the Archies. Like, the Archies couldn't tour because it was just a bunch of studio musicians who got together to record Sugar Sugar.
Huh.
And that was it.
And that was, a, like, the record of the year, you said?
It was the Billboard record of the year.
Wow.
In Billboard Song of the Year in 1969. So, Crockett, you are leading 4-1. It's an unprecedented domination.
Thank you.
But I think that this is going to be Fury's opportunity to catch up. Because we're going into question 5. The way this is going to work is I have a list of 10 names.
Live-action Superman?
And then what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth. Whoever gets the most. The way it works is whoever gets the most or until one person gets 3 strikes or we're out. This should be pretty easy. I have faith in you guys on this one.
We don't have to write this stuff down.
Nope.
Right?
Okay. We'll go back and forth. Crockett will go first, then you, Fury. Crockett, when you were nice enough to have me on a guest on the WPAN earlier this week, a big topic of conversation was name dropping.
Yes.
And the most people that you tend to name drop, especially in our little corner of the world, is wrestlers or celebrities. So I said, why don't we combine the two? In the WWE Hall of Fame, there are 10 non-wrestling or non-wrestling related celebrities in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Okay.
These aren't managers. These aren't announcers. These are people who really, their backgrounds, they're not famous for being in wrestling. They're famous for something else. But nonetheless, they are in the WWE Hall of Fame. And there are 10 of them.
Okay.
Crockett, you're in the lead. We're going to ask you to go first.
So are you saying celebrities or non-wrestlers or both?
Celebrities.
Okay.
Or people who are not famous for being wrestlers or being in the wrestling industry.
Okay.
But they're still in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. So I will start.
So, example, Howard Finkel's not on this list.
Right.
He's an announcer, but he's part of wrestling. So these are people who are not part of wrestling.
Okay. So I will start with the great Drew Carey.
2011 WWE Hall of Fame inductee.
Of course.
Drew Carey. Brian Fury.
I will say the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
You are correct. 2013. I actually forgot that one until I started to make the list. So, yeah, Donald Trump.
Ba wa da ba da bang a dang diggy diggy. Kid Rock.
2018. Kid Rock is correct.
So, see here, I have a big long list.
Crockett leads
of people I started scribbling down.
Crockett leads 6-2 right now, but I have faith in Fury that if Crockett runs out of answers, Fury can make a late run here.
So sticking with the musical, the music,
musica,
music theme of Kid Rock, I will say Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, correct in 2016. Michael Crockett.
Oof. I got the two right off the bat. Now it's become a little harder.
I believe this is how Fury. I know both Fury and Scott Guerin have won a number of For the Pops pop quizzes just like this. Their opponent has the lead, runs out of answers, and then they're ready to go.
Wait, no, I don't think. Is she? Okay, I'll just say it. Miss Aretha Franklin.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Damn you.
Crockett, you have one strike.
How about it? Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, 2004 is correct.
Oh, I thought he got his invitation and he couldn't bend over to pick it up.
Uh-oh, Fury closing the gap. It is 6-4, Michael.
It's four.
It's four.
Man. Okay. Wow. It's all falling apart.
Fury has such a smile on his face. Nobody can see it, but he's so happy because this is how he wins.
I have two more written down here, definitely. One I'm 99% sure on, the other one 100, and then I'm trying to think of who else is on the list here.
Oh, man.
6-4 with one strike.
Crapola. You can consolidate this for time, right? Yeah.
Yeah. We usually do.
There
was one that was awful. I forget who it was, but it was like, there were like 3 minutes of just dead air in between questions.
Oh, man. There's people that should be that I don't think they are yet.
Michael, you're stalling. We need an answer. We need you back in the ring.
Okay. I didn't see like a timer here, egg timer. Maybe you should get one.
You're a referee. You should know about a fair count now, right?
I suppose. Wow. it's not her. She's
like, we need
in.
An answer.
I don't think he's in either. Damn you. No, he's not. Oh, this Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker is correct.
Ah, shit. I was going to go with him next. Stick with the baseball theme. One other person written down on this list here, and he's the one I'm like 95% sure on.
There are four left on the list.
I know he's been at Hall of Fames. I don't know if it was to induct someone or be inducted. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is correct. Ah. 2015, inducted by Triple H.
I think he did an induction as well.
Yes, I think he did.
I believe he did.
For
as well.
Somebody. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
So Crockett
five,
leads
six,
7-5. There are three left, so we can't have a tie. A tie is now impossible.
Your list is run dry?
The list that I have written down, yeah. Crockett. All seven of them are up there right now. So I just know that there's three left. I'm trying to think.
There's three left? Okay. I'm just like, in my head, I'm just going through the WrestleManias.
Yep. There's actually three and a half left. There's one other one that if you were to name that person, I would probably give a point. But there would be discussion.
Okay.
So mad about that Bob Uecker one. I thought I had that one.
Well, that's part of the strategy on this, is sometimes do you bang out with the ones you know?
I had to get Pete Rose in there first because he's, you know, right. I figured he'd be ready to go.
Man. No.
Now, last time I criticized Michael because I gave him a lot of time to think, and he pulled one out at the last second.
Yeah. It's very difficult. Like I said, I'm going through WrestleManias, but a lot of people aren't inducted, I think. All the ones that are coming to mind. Oh, man. Oh, what do I do here, Jamie?
Michael, we need an answer. We need an answer.
Dude,
I got places to go. I record these podcasts once every 3 months now, so
I'm trying to stretch to like at least a half hour for you.
What? No, it's okay.
Okay, I will go with this person who is probably not
talking slower is just stalling longer. I understand what you're doing, Michael.
Bob Barker.
Ooh, that is two strikes for Michael Crockett. Brian Fury.
This person's definitely not, but it's the only person that I can think of for some reason. Gross.
I don't know how Fury doesn't have an answer ready when it just took Crockett 6 minutes to think.
I have an answer ready, but it's an incorrect answer.
Like,
I know it's an incorrect answer, and I'm going to be forced to say it because I can't come up with anybody else in a period of time here. Mary Hart, who I know has appeared at a couple of WrestleManias, but I know is not in the Hall of Fame, but it's what I'm forced
Mary
to say
Hart
right
is
now.
Incorrect. Strike one for Brian Fury.
Okay, I got one while he was thinking there, so I don't have to waste a lot of time here. Mr. T.
Mr. T is correct.
Fuck, he thanked his mom a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
In his speech.
Mama.
That's one of those ones where I knew it too. It's just, for some reason, wasn't in my mind as like a celebrity.
Right.
Crockett, that puts you up 8-5. There are two left plus the other ones who... Brian, you're in trouble.
I mean, it's...
You're on the ropes.
There's two others, plus you have that
plus
other one.
Plus another weird one. So, again, if you can...
Cindy Lauper, is she in the Hall of Fame?
Ooh, that's two strikes for Brian Fury.
Fucking Christ.
This one, I
even snapped my fingers for that
you
one.
You did snap.
You did snap.
It just came to me, but no.
This one, I'm not sure if this person is in. Should be if he isn't. Mike Tyson?
Crockett, you know, you were on the ropes for a little while. You stalled.
Yeah,
you got your breath back outside the ring.
There. Good for
but
you,
there
Michael.
It is. Mike Tyson.
Bravo.
Bravo. So, Mike Crockett, congratulations.
Hey!
You are the winner of this week's For the Pop Pop quiz.
What do I get?
You absolutely nothing.
Oh.
You can pick anything from
You used to give things out.
You can pick anything from the NEPWA prize shelf over there. There's nice. Action figures. There are, well, don't look, you creep.
It's over. I can look
no,
now.
Not yet. Not, you know. Did you see who you guys missed?
Well, I saw the one.
Yeah, there's one.
What's that?
William Refrigerator Perry.
Oh.
Was inducted in 2006. And the other one I would have given points for, even though she wasn't part of the celebrity, Joan London.
Okay.
Was inducted on the Connors Cure Warrior one. So if either of you had come up with Joan London.
Maybe the one I was thinking of when I said Mary Hart. But yeah.
But congratulations, Crockett.
Thank you. You've
returned to dominance.
All
like
right.
I said, pick anything from the NEPWA prize shelf. There are action figures. There are books. Brian Ferry has lots of pictures of himself in his office. So take one of those home if you want.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to hang them up at home. The wife said, cannot make the home like a shrine, so I was forced to hang them up in the office.
I'll take the scary Bret Hart mask.
Is that who that is?
I think so.
Richard Byrne mask.
Goodness.
Oh, come on.
But thank you guys both for being on the For the Pops Pop Quiz. Thanks for making a guest appearance. Ryan, if we can work it out with your agent and the WPAN guys, we'd love to have you back on a little bit more regularly.
I'd love to be on.
But
I love pop culture stuff.
Crockett, I'll let our people talk to your people, and maybe we can work out a deal for Brian Fury.
We'll see what we can do.
But thank you both for being on. You are listening to For the Pops on the For the Pops Podcast Network.